Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi, doctor. I'm really sorry for the delay.
No problem. Who am I speaking to?
I'm Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
I think this is the first time we are speaking to each other.
That's correct.
Yeah. So, let me start off by explaining to you a little bit about the product Videos 360.
Okay.
Yeah, Videos 360 is the video marketing arm of Echo Marketing. So we basically focus on improving the video marketing side of your website. This is done mainly by creating mini video nuggets for you and embedding it on the relevant web pages. Even now, even if you Google something on about something on Google, you will see the search results, which gets listed right on top, even before the normal keyword-related search results, are the videos, mainly YouTube videos or any other related video. This is because video marketing is taking over even more than SEO in terms of the Google algorithm. So, in a nutshell, that is what we plan on doing. We want to put up videos in your website so that people will see them and watch them. This will also help you build the familiarity because it's going to be your voice on the video, or if it's a video recording, it's going to be you speaking to the client. So yes, that is the main product. That is what we plan on doing. So what you see as to the topics, what we have sent to you with the meeting invitation, are there?
And did you want to cover all of those topics today?
Yes, because I'll tell you why that is also. The length of a mini video nugget we plan on creating is a maximum of 2.5 minutes. We don't want to, I'm sure when you must have done it, we don't want anyone to, watch the video and see, oh my God, this is too long, and close it down halfway. The researched, the most optimized time for a video is a maximum of 2.5. So because of that, I don't expect you to explain any of these topics in great detail. I would want you to keep it very short and nice, and also less medical terms. More like you're explaining it to somebody who doesn't know anything about what you're speaking about. So more common language so that anyone who's watching this video will be able to understand you very easily. So that's why I told you that I plan on covering all the topics because it's not going to take a lot very long time.
Okay.
1 to 1.5 minutes is is ideal, but if you have a lot to be explained in great detail, we can go up to 2.5 minutes.
Okay. So we can certainly cover most of these. There's a couple questions I had. First of all, this list was chosen based on expected SEO benefits, or it was chosen just as a first set of videos. How are you thinking about this?
Yes, we have selected these topics based on a keyword analysis. But these are just suggestions again. If you want to, if it's something else, if it's a different topic which you want to focus first on, we can do that as well. But these topics were basically given to you based on a keyword analysis done for your location for your website.
Okay.
And what you see inside the brackets, what you see outside the bracket is the main topic which we plan on discussing. What you see inside the brackets are small touch points. It's not mandatory that you explain each and every, I mean, you don't have to give me an answer for each and every point which is inside the bracket. These are just given for you as a guideline, just in case you feel that you don't have anything to explain, you can pick up a point and start explaining it to me.
Okay. A couple of points on this list. First of all, I don't know what vortex healing is. Where did that come from? What is it?
Okay. So this your website is integrativemedicine.com, right? NYCintegrativemedicine.com.
No, NYCintegrative.com. Maybe choose from the wrong website.
Oh no. I see
this website now. Yeah, we don't do that. And we're also not primary care.
What did you say your website is, Doctor? I am really sorry about this. I had no idea. This is my colleague who does the basic research. I think she has got it all wrong.
It's, yeah, I'm seeing that most of what is on your list is based on their list of what we do. So we're
okay. Now I'm in your website. It's
exactly
okay.
So I figured we would come up with maybe a new list of things to talk about.
Yes,
but I think
so too.
But I'm not seeing that this is based on keyword search, then it's based just on what was listed on their website. So
yes, so for your ECRA package, you get 4 videos within a year. That is 1 video per quarter. So that's why you have been given in the initial list of topics, 8 topics, so that we cover content enough for 2 years, so that we don't have to worry you over and over again. So from your experience, what are the procedures or areas which you think which makes most of the profit for your practice?
So I want to understand first what you just said. So these are not going to all be put up right away. These are going to be released slowly over 2 years.
Yes, you will be getting 1 video per quarter. That is 4 videos for a year. So whenever you get the video and you approve it, it will go on. It will be added to your website. Let me explain that side of the product too again to you. These are only the procedure related videos, which has this limit, because there are so many procedures which our clients handle, so we won't be able to handle everything at once. So that's why we have put a small limit for that. Apart from this, there are other videos which you can get done through us. And that is also absolutely free for you. So if you want to promote a special discount plan or any, you have brought a new new laser in your practice, so you want to introduce that to your patients, or a welcome video for your practice, or an office tour video, or anything, any other video request you have, you can get that done. There is no limit for that.
These different? I'm a little confused then. So say we have 2 new devices. How would those be different if we want to talk about them than what we're doing here today?
I'm sorry, I didn't follow you exactly, Doctor.
You mentioned, for example, a laser. We just got 2 new devices that we use with patients.
Yes.
How would those be different from what we're trying to record here today? I'm not understanding this once per quarter, what types of videos
those video requests, there is no limit. I mean, I can even, you can request us to create even 5 videos for a month and we will work on it.
But how are they different? what is the difference between these?
The main difference is actually the duration we take. These videos, you will get one per quarter. The others, there is no particular duration as such. You can get it done as and when you want to. 5 videos within a month, or 5 videos within 2 months, or whenever you want to. If you send us 1 video for a week, even we can work on it. Only thing is, these procedure related videos, which goes on inside your website, we have put a limit, because it's, as you see, there are so many web pages in your website itself. So if I can easily see about 20-25 videos in to be done for this website. So with our other clients, it's going to take, it's a lot of work for us if we plan on giving one video every week for these procedure related ones. But with our other work, we can accommodate any other special requests you have. So that the duration is the main difference in this.
Well, but you still haven't told me that what the different, the duration is the difference. So how different are the 5 per week versus the 1 per quarter? What is different? The length of the video, the quality of the video, the type of video it is? I'm still not understanding
The 4 per quarter are the ones which goes inside your now. When you click on the services tab, doctor, you see different procedure pages.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the 4 per quarter ones.
So as compared to ones about conditions?
I'm sorry?
Okay, so I see we have services page. Those are 4 per quarter. Those are procedures.
Yes, conditions. Yes, the conditions and services, all of those which goes inside a particular procedure page in your website, those are the 4 per quarter ones. But if you have something else, like most of our clients, they would prefer to have like a temporary video done these days for COVID precautionary measures they take for COVID, which they want to be embedded on their homepage, so which is like a temporary video. Then those kind of special requests, there is no limit as such. That is the main difference. Other than that, whatever goes inside your services and conditions pages, those will be done 4 per quarter. But if you want more, doctor, don't worry about, I think I understand what you mean. If video marketing is so important, why won't we do more? Is that what you're thinking?
No, I'm just not understanding the difference. I'm sorry, Andrea. I'm just not understanding the difference. I'm hearing what you're saying if it's one about like COVID or something, but I'm not, you mentioned earlier if we want to talk about new devices. Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm not understanding. I'm trying.
Let me do one more go at it. Okay. So procedure related videos, you'll get 4 per quarter. Procedure related videos are mainly the ones which are listed under your services tab and the conditions tab. Okay. You can pick any 4 topics to create videos for this year, and any 4 like that. It will go on like that. So we will continue to create until we cover each page, until there is a video on each of these sub pages. That is, if you click
7 years, I don't understand how that's helpful.
That's the thing. If you have a concern like that, you can tell me right now. We can create a customized plan for you, because most of our clients, basically, we also did this sort of plan because most of our clients doesn't have the time to actually sit and record for us also for a lot of topics. So that is another reason why we gave like a strict plan. But I understand. So if you want 1 per month or 2 videos per month for your website, we can work on it. Don't worry about that. We
can take off this.
No, not at all. This is an ECHO product. It comes absolutely free for you.
Okay. I mean, given that we've outlined to try to cover 8 or so in an hour, I'm not worried about the time if it's a 2 minute, 1 to 2.5 minute video.
Okay, then we can go ahead.
Okay, but what is the type of video? Is it me on screen talking, or is it graphics over my voice?
Yes, those are exactly the 2 options we have for you. So one is a graphical video option, and the other is a video with actual video footage. Are you joining me via a laptop right now, doctor?
I am.
If I send you a YouTube link, will you be able to view the videos? I can quickly drop you a few samples. Just 2 samples, one for each.
Sure.
Okay. Give me a second. Okay, this is the graphical video with your voiceover.
I'm not seeing it yet, but I'm refreshing the page.
Did you see my link on the chat?
Oh, you put it on the chat. I'm waiting for an email.
I'm really sorry.
No problem. Okay, one second.
Okay, the second one is the one with actual video footage.
So I think what we should do is the ones I'm recording with you here should be the first option, mostly graphics. Yes. And then the similar to what this second doctor dentist did, Dr. Shopsis and I should schedule a time. We'll schedule a time where both of us are present, and then we'll do a general one talking about the practice.
Yes, sure.
We'll do it at a separate time.
You can do it with me via Zoom, but most of our clients later on, once they see the final video, they don't like the quality of the video because the laptop web camera is not of high resolution. So then they prefer to record it on their own using a smartphone and share the clips with us. So that's actually Dr. Doug Waffle's one is actually done like that. So you can record the clips at your convenience and share them with me, then I can create the video for you. Okay. The graphical one, you can record with me right now.
Okay, no problem. So let's do that. I will record that with him and then we'll send you something. And then for today, since we have a different topic list, let's create a new list of topics.
Okay, yes. And shall I brief you a little bit how the recording will go down, or do you want, shall we do the topics and then I'll brief you?
Whatever you prefer.
Okay. So, the recording, you don't have to worry about making any mistakes. Only thing is, if you make a mistake in the middle of a sentence, I would want you to take that sentence from the top, only that particular sentence, because I can cut off the part where you made the error. And you can take as many pauses you want, even the little ins and ahs, we can edit all out, don't worry about that. And when you're explaining a procedure to me, I would want you to mention your name and the name of your practice whenever it's applicable. Like maybe you can, most of our clients does it in the beginning saying, hi, I'm Dr. So-and-so from this particular practice. And then they start explaining the procedure. Or you can even choose to mention it at the end. This particular procedure is done at our practice by me, like that. So they're the same thing because the Google algorithm picks up the keywords, unlike SEO. It doesn't have to be in writing. It picks it up even if it's in audio form. So we would want to take advantage of that. Mm-hmm. And when you're explaining, I'm going to be on mute. So if I'm not responding, it's because I don't want any disturbances from my end getting picked up for the recording. Yeah, those are the basic guidelines. We'll move on to the topics now.
Okay, so as far as topics, what I can do is maybe create some that blend over. So for example, for cardiovascular, we can cover under services, we can cover both, some blood work, but also the ANS.
Okay.
And then that would also cover in conditions, cardiovascular disease. So you can put the same video in multiple sections. So let's do that.
Okay. So first thing you want to do is blood work and ANS. Comprehensive blood work and ANS.
Um, No, that's too much. So what I'll do is I'll focus it about on cardiovascular.
Okay.
And then we'll I'll cover ANS, cardiovascular related blood work, and then you can put it in both the condition and the service under the ANS. Okay.
Okay, got it.
I'm just writing some notes for myself.
So the same video can go on two places, right? ANS and cardiovascular.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next we can do the WAVI. So that would be anxiety. We can also cover anxiety. I'm trying to cover as many as possible with one video. So in conditions, this would be anxiety and depression.
Depression, okay.
But also brain health and dementia. You can put the same video. I'll try to be general in both.
Okay.
We'll see if this works. I'm just trying to make it as easy as possible. And then under services, this would cover WAVI brain activity testing.
Okay, got it.
Number three, let's try to do IV therapy. And that one I'll just come up with on the fly. And then number four.
Third one is only IV therapy, is it?
Third one is IV therapy, yeah.
Okay.
So maybe what I'll do though is we can cover in that one, we can do IV therapy and comprehensive blood work.
Okay.
You see what I'm doing? So we test and then we come up with a personalized protocol, and you can put the video in both places.
Yeah.
And then number four, we can do let's do under services, this would be microbiome analysis, SIBO testing. Digested. So microbiome, SIBO testing, stool testing. So you can put that in multiple sections for services. Yeah. And then under conditions, you could put it under digestive conditions.
Got it.
Okay. Let's do one at a time. I'll do my best to make it as broad but also helpful as possible. Okay. Okay, whenever you're ready, I can just start.
So we have, we're recording for five videos today.
Four.
Yes. Okay, you can start. I'll be going on mute now.
Hi, this is Dr. Kochko from the New York Center for Integrative Medicine, and I want to talk to you a little bit about how we address cardiovascular and metabolic disorders. Every patient that comes in to see us at New York Center for Integrative Medicine gets a personalized assessment of their health needs. Often that starts with comprehensive blood work, and then some useful diagnostic devices that we use to personalize our care. When it comes to cardiovascular health and metabolic health, I'll start that one over. When it comes to cardiovascular health and metabolic health, it's very important to understand which markers might actually point to risk of heart disease down the line. We do comprehensive lipid testing, cholesterol testing, blood sugar assessments, inflammatory assessments, all of which we can look at through a comprehensive and holistic blood work assessment. Just the same, we can measure your cardiac autonomic nervous system activity to look for things like vascular inflammation, poor blood flow, endothelial damage, to get a real sense if you're at risk. Once we get a globalized assessment of your risk, we can then prescribe personalized lifestyle medicine, including diet and exercise, targeted IV therapy and nutrients. We can use botanical medicines that can help support your biochemistry and your physiology. And just the same, we can use mind-body medicine. We've got many tools in our toolkit here to help people deal with the role that the mind and the body play on each other. And we can help people handle their stress better so that that doesn't increase their risk of cardiovascular disorders. How long was that?
That was pretty short. You can continue more if you have content.
Just give me one moment, okay?
Okay, sure.
I don't know who keeps turning the music back on, but it needs to be off, okay? Okay, so let me just think about what I did not say. How many minutes was that total? Can you hear me? Hello, hello?
I'm so sorry, Doctor. I was talking on mute.
That's okay.
Less than a minute, about 45 to 50 seconds.
Okay. So what I'll do is I'll record that over, which now okay. I understand I don't have to rush as much. And then you can pull from each one, whichever, wherever it's helpful. But I'll try to do it in one shot. I know how editing can be difficult sometimes. So
sure.
Let me just actually then write some notes. Inflammation. And then the okay, that's fine. So dysfunction, nervous system dysfunction, inflammation, blood vessel health, liver system.
You can start, Doctor. I'll be on mute.
Okay, I'm just taking a sip of water. Hi, this is Dr. Kochko from the New York Center for Integrative Medicine. And I'm here to talk to you about how we address cardiovascular and metabolic health. And in order to do so in a truly comprehensive and holistic way, we have to first understand the root cause of people's risk and root cause of their dysfunction, and then understand how to create a personalized lifestyle and medical plan for each individual patient. In order to comprehensively assess, we use a combination of blood work, functional medicine testing, and really new cutting-edge devices to understand your individual cardiovascular and metabolic risk. When it comes to blood work, we take a deep look at things like lipids, inflammatory markers, blood sugar and insulin resistance, deficiencies in essential nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and fats. Once we have that comprehensive look, we can create a customized plan to help you resolve whatever comes up on your blood work. Just the same, we use in our clinic some cutting edge devices, one of which is called the Cardio ANS. The ANS device allows us to look at the health of your blood vessels, to look at the health of your nervous system as it relates to your heart, and to look to see if there's any inflammation going on, both in the central part of your body. I'm going to start over with that. And to see if there's any inflammation going on the periphery in your blood vessels. All of this information allows us to understand your personalized level of risk and come up with a customized targeted plan. When we begin to address these factors, we recommend and prescribe a combination of lifestyle medicine, which might include personalized recommendations for diet and exercise, but also mind-body medicine techniques, given the role that stress plays on cardiovascular and health related outcomes. We might also prescribe some targeted, personalized IV nutrient therapy to give your body what it needs in higher doses than can be achieved through oral medications or supplements. And finally, we will prescribe personalized nutrients, botanicals, and yes, sometimes pharmaceutical medications to help support your physiology and biochemistry to reduce your risk and get you feeling well in a long-term, sustainable way. How was that?
That's exactly 2 minutes and 23 seconds.
Great. And the okay. level of both audio quality and content, is that the right level for our viewers?
Yes, I think it should be fine.
Okay.
There were, once I take off the in-between errors you made, I think it should be fine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's move on to the next one then. It's...
So we can do anxiety, brain health, and stress, and you can put this video in all of them.
And Wavi as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. You can start.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Kochko coming to you from the New York Center for Integrative Medicine. When it comes to brain health, we have to consider whole body health and vice versa. A healthier body will always have a healthier brain, and a healthier brain can certainly contribute to a healthier body. When we consider conditions like anxiety, depression, but also memory disorders like dementia and Alzheimer's, we have to take a holistic view of what causes these conditions and also how to address them. When it comes to anxiety, for example, we know that the feeling that people have when they're anxious is a signal that we need to figure out the root cause of what's going on, because anxiety is nothing but an alarm telling us that something is not going well. So in order to assess conditions of the brain, we need to do a comprehensive look at people's blood work, and also take an assessment of the brain itself. In order to look at someone's blood work from a brain health perspective, we have to consider things like inflammation, blood sugar and insulin resistance, hormonal function like thyroid and all the sex hormones, but also essential vitamin and mineral deficiencies, because we have to give the body what it needs to flourish. We can also do a very deep assessment of the brain itself in our office. At our clinic, we employ EEG technology called the WAVI. The WAVI brain scan allows us to take a deep assessment of the brain. We can look at the brain's power, the brain's speed and processing time. We can look at left and right brain imbalances and look for markers that correlate to anxiety, depression, dementia, and other memory issues, but also attention deficit issues. And once we've done this comprehensive assessment, we've got many tools in our toolkit to address a long-term healthy brain. Those tools in our toolkit always include mind-body medicine, because the body and the brain, as we've said, are always in deep communication. Just the same, stress plays a major role in people's dealing with anxiety, depression, and also dementia. So we have to take a very comprehensive approach to help people reduce their stress. We do IV therapy in our clinic to offer targeted nutrients to the brain in order to support the systems that are required. Similarly, we do acupuncture, which is a wonderful traditional tool that has a lot of evidence for conditions like anxiety, depression, and stress. And finally, we will employ botanical medicines, high dose vitamins, minerals, nutraceuticals, and yes, sometimes even pharmaceutical medicines to help serve as direct brain support molecules to support the physiology, to support the biochemistry, to give the body what it needs to flourish. Remember, a healthy brain and a healthy body go together. So an integrative whole person approach is absolutely essential. How was that?
Yes, that went on for 3 minutes and 15 seconds. So is it okay, doctor, if I break it down to two nuggets? And since you anyway speak about two different content from for two different pages.
Yeah, I'm realizing that might be a little bit difficult for you, but we can try. you're going to have to reuse some of the same stuff.
Yes, I can just mix and match and do something.
Okay. All right. Let me know if at some point it's hard to do, I can re-record it. Either.
No, that's okay. I think we should be fine. I can take your introduction line and add to the other sections. And let's see, if the video team can't create it, I'll create one nugget. If not, I'll try my best to break it up. I think that'll be better. Okay. Next one is all about IV therapy and comprehensive blood work.
Yeah, so we'll try to tie these in together. That's going to be a little bit more difficult. Let's see.
It's fine, doctor. I mean, if you're finding it difficult to tie it up together, we can you can just speak to me about the two procedures separately, and as I said, I can create multiple nuggets. We are not. We're not going to stick for four videos per year for your practice. So,
yeah. I think I'll try it. I like to tie them in so that when people, for example, are on the blood work section, they can then, you know, oh, wow, they treat it with IV therapy. I think it works, yeah. But you can then cut it up however you need.
Okay, sure.
Okay, so just writing some notes. Okay, let's try it.
Okay, you can start.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Kochko from the New York Center for Integrative Medicine. At the New York Center for Integrative Medicine, we take a comprehensive, holistic look at your healthcare needs. And in order to understand what your brain and body need, we have to do a thorough assessment to look and find the root cause of what's keeping you from feeling your best. For most of our patients, that comprehensive assessment often starts with blood work. We can look at We can use comprehensive blood work to look at things like lipids and high cholesterol, inflammation, elevated blood sugar and insulin resistance. We can assess for essential nutrients, minerals, vitamins, and fats. We can look to see how your hormones are functioning to make sure they're in the right balance. And just the same, we can look to see if there are any environmental causes of that might be contributing to how you're feeling. This can be things like heavy metals, infections like Lyme and different viruses. Once we get a comprehensive look at the human body, we can also create a targeted treatment plan and one of the most powerful therapies to help each individual with a personalized plan is IV nutrient therapy. When it comes to IV therapy, we're able to help the body more quickly, more efficiently. We're able to give the body what it needs in terms of vitamins and minerals, antioxidants, targeted botanicals, with very precisely recommended prescriptions. Once an individual gets IV therapy based on their unique needs, the body has an opportunity to flourish. Chronic conditions can be prevented and sometimes even be reversed. So at the New York Center for Integrative Medicine, we first do a very deep assessment, unlike what you might find anywhere else, and then create a customized treatment plan that, alongside IV therapy, might include things like acupuncture, mind-body medicine, targeted nutraceuticals. We're here for you at the New York Center for Integrative Medicine.
Okay, that went well. That's about 1 minute and 50 seconds.
Okay, and again, the pacing and the audio quality is fine?
Yes, pacing is fine. Audio, doctor, actually, I can't exactly, for me, it's very clear. But for when it comes to Zoom, the audio is picked up from your end. So there might be small sounds around you, which I might not be able to hear right now, but the recording picks it up. So we will have to wait till the recording is finalized to see.
Okay. Maybe next time I have a pop filter, so I can always try if we ever need with that as well.
Okay. So the next set is microbiome and SIBO and digestive conditions.
Okay. Just writing some notes.
Okay.
Okay,
you can start.
Hi, this is Dr. Robert Kochko coming to you from the New York Center for Integrative Medicine. At the New York Center for Integrative Medicine, we see a lot of patients with chronic digestive conditions. In fact, Dr. Alexander Shopsis, the co-director of the New York Center for Integrative Medicine, is a gastroenterologist as well as an integrative and functional medicine doctor. We understand, having worked with thousands of patients with digestive conditions, that long-term health, whole body health, often starts in the digestive tract. The nervous system, the immune system, our body's likelihood of being inflamed, all correlate to the health of the digestive system. And so in order to understand the health of each person's digestion, in addition to their symptoms, we can do truly comprehensive testing. At the New York Center for Integrative Medicine, we do stool testing to assess the microbiome. We can do breath testing to look for things like small intestine bacterial overgrowth. And we also do stool testing to look for things like inflammation, absorption and assimilation of essential nutrients, overgrowth of things like parasites, bacteria, viruses. Once we have a thorough understanding of each individual's digestive health, we can create a customized treatment plan. And when it comes to a customized treatment plan, we're always taking a holistic, integrative approach. Some of our patients will be recommended to receive IV nutrient therapy. Other patients might do well with things like acupuncture, mind-body medicine, botanicals and targeted nutraceuticals, and also sometimes pharmaceutical medications to help each individual in a personalized and precise way. At the New York Center for Integrative Medicine, we're here for you, whatever your digestive health needs.
Okay, that's exactly 2 minutes.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Do you have any other topics, doctor? Do you want to record for anything else?
Why don't we do one about just integrative medicine? What is integrative medicine?
Yes, sure.
And then we can find where to put that later. So it'll be a little bit sort of about us, about integrative medicine.
Okay. You can start.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Kochko from the New York. I'll start again, one sec. Hi, this is Dr. Robert Kochko coming to you from the New York Center for Integrative Medicine. Now, you might be wondering, what is integrative medicine and why is it so important? The way we view integrative medicine in our clinic is giving the right medicine for the right person at the right time. Between Dr. Alexander Shapsis and Dr. Robert Kochko, myself, we've come up with a comprehensive program to help each individual that combines the best of all worlds. It combines the best from conventional medicine, functional medicine, naturopathic medicine, and acupuncture and Chinese medicine for a truly holistic program that meets you where you are and helps you to find long-term sustainable health. We also want to consider mind and body in integrative medicine. We know that the thoughts we have contribute to our physical condition and vice versa. If we're not feeling our best, we might also experience conditions like anxiety and depression and fatigue. So when it comes to integrative medicine, it's about listening to your needs, listening to your health history, coming up with a truly comprehensive plan to assess and find the root cause of your condition, and then to treat that condition based on those unique needs. At New York Center for Integrative Medicine, we're here for you and your whole family. That.
Yes, that was around 1:25, so that's fine.
Okay. So what is the timeline and what should we expect now?
You will get your first video within 7 to 8 working days. It will be sent to you first for your approval. So at that point, you can, if you don't like anything, the recording or the images we have added or anything else or the space of it or anything else, you can ask us to edit it out. Or if you want to redo it completely, also we can do that. So mm-hmm. After your approval, we will be posting it on all your social media platforms we manage for you and then embedding it on your website.
Okay. Great. And so the first 1 7 to 8 days, and then after that, you said like one a month, basically?
Yes. You will do okay. One a month.
Which one will you be doing first?
I was thinking of going in the order of you recorded, but do you have any preference?
I think it would be nice to have the... Actually, yeah, that's fine. The cardiovascular one is fine.
Okay.
Maybe do the integrative medicine one second. The last one, do it second.
Okay, sure. Since you told me that you plan on recording an intro video with Dr. Shapsis, I will send you a few guidelines when you're setting up for a video recording.
Okay.
They're like basic guidelines, like if you're recording from a phone, hold the phone horizontal, not vertical. Things like that. So you can follow those guidelines and set up for the recording and share the tips with me. Video recording, also the same rules apply. You don't worry about making any mistakes. Just take a pause and or just say starting over and continue to record. So you don't have to record multiple clips and share with me. Whatever is convenient for you. We mm-hmm. can edit everything out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great.
Okay, doctor. Thank you so much for joining me today. And I'm really sorry about the website mishap you made.
That's okay. Don't worry about it. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.